I'm joined now by Suzanne Keating, who is the new CEO at Docus. Suzanne, you're very welcome to the programme.
Great. Thank you very much for having me here.
And welcome to your new role and the best of luck with that role. I mean, we might begin the interview today, Suzanne, by just reminding our listeners of the good work that Docus do.
Great. No, thanks for that. And it's great to be here. Yes, I joined Docus all of 7 weeks ago as its new CEO. Docus is a membership organisation. It comprises of 65 development organisations working on issues of global poverty and justice. Really, since I've joined the role, I'm kind of saying, well, what is it that Docus does? The best way to describe it, I think, it's really a meeting place for us as members to share ideas, to get inspiration, and also then to challenge ourselves and others to make sure that Ireland remains playing a leading role on international development and human rights.
So a lot ahead, a big challenge for you, I'm sure, and I'm sure you're looking forward to it.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. I suppose for myself, I started in this sector back in 1998 in Somalia. So I spent 5 years there looking at all these kind of complex issues around development, conflict and peace. And since then, I've mainly been working in Ireland with NGOs like Trokra and Plan. So coming now to Docus feels a comfortable place to be to really lead the sector now on these challenging issues of development.
Excellent. Well, what we're here to talk about today is to talk about the 2016 Irish Summit on the Sustainable Development Goals. And you have an opening address, I believe, by Michael D. Higgins, our president, is going to join you to actually get the event underway. So tell me a little bit about the background to the event and how this has come about.
No, thanks very much. So again, as I joined Docus, I realised my first challenge was to do this, our annual conference. We try and choose a really kind of important and important debate every year. So this year, on the 5th of May in Croke Park, we'll be, as you say, talking about the Sustainable Development Goals. I mean, last year was a big year for development and for citizens everywhere, really. And what happened in September in New York is that 193 countries, including Ireland, signed up to this really transformative agenda, which we now call the Sustainable Development Goals. That's all well and good. They've all signed, they were all there in their suits and etc. But now is the hard work. What do we actually need to do to make this a reality? And that really is the theme for our conference. We need to hear the challenges and opportunities, but we need to come away as civil society being very clear as to what our responsibility is. What do we need to do to mobilise people to make this framework work?
Okay, and as I understand it, there are 17, a series of 17 different ambitious targets. Now, we don't have time, unfortunately, to go through them all. It'd be great to chat about it all day. But what are the key ones within that, Suzanne, that people should really focus on, you know, to help these goals be achieved?
Yeah, and again, it's important to me. It's not about the key ones. It's about saying that this is actually doing a lot of what we're already doing. So the 17 goals, and I think there's something like 167 targets, may seem daunting, but really what it is bringing together so many threads from the social sector, from the development sector, from the environmental sector, and saying, these are the things we're doing. Let's bring it all together and make the linkages. And if we do that, we can be much more powerful and much more effective.
Okay.
So as I say, it's the goals themselves are important, but they're not new. It's not a huge radical change. I think the other thing to kind of really draw attention to around this is not just about the goals and the targets themselves, but for the first time, we're challenging ourselves on how we need to do this.
Okay.
And for me, the most exciting thing when it was all signed in September, perhaps kind of three main things. One, for the first time, we were generally talking about participation. So this is a responsibility for everybody. And even in developing the goals, there was a huge consultation process around the world, including young people and citizens in Ireland. So these are our goals. We all need to get behind it and bear some responsibility. The second big thing, the big kind of change or shift, if you like, in this new agenda, is what's called universality. Now, we all know about universal human rights. that human rights aren't about them over there or us. It actually applies to all of us. And again, this is a big shift for the development sector. It's not about those people over there. The issues that we're talking about here, issues of climate change, we know, issues of poverty, issues of housing and jobs, they're all applicable wherever we are. And we really need to come together on this, whether we're in Ireland, Europe, or in the Global South. And lastly, the third and really important pledge in this framework is this idea of leaving no one behind. Now, to our sector, that may seem, oh, well, that's all what we always do. We're, you know, focusing on the poorest people, the most marginalised. But this is a real challenge for us all. It's not good enough just to see, well, you know, most people are doing well. That's fine. We're saying absolutely not. We've got to focus on the most marginalised, the most vulnerable, even if it means it's a lot harder work. And that, to me, is a really, really important pledge and something new to me in these goals.
Yeah. OK, so those three areas, that whole idea of people participating, getting involved, you know, it applies to everybody, not just somebody over there, as you say, and that inclusiveness. How practically, you know, people listening to us here on the north side of Dublin City, how practically could somebody get involved in doing that and in helping to achieve those goals so that, you know, it starts, as you say, in that sense of inclusivity that I can do my bit. You know, what could I do? What could the listeners do that would actually move that forward?
Yeah, no, that's great and a really, really important question. Again, I think as I've explained the goals, you know, a lot of these, if you look at them and read them, they're applicable to you. They're applicable to everyone. So in terms of what I would ask you to do, it's kind of three things. First, we need to be informed. We need to be absolutely aware of what we're talking about. And I do think if you start looking at this and people, you know, there's a lot of material out there, people begin to say, yeah, no, that speaks to me. That is my reality as well. And so it would really help to get mobilised and to get as excited as I am, perhaps, around these goals. So the first thing I would say is be informed. Let's get aware. The next thing then is we've got to act. We've got to be that participation, those responsible citizens. And the good news on that front is a lot is already happening. Even in joining this role, I've begun to see, you know, what our members are doing, what are some of the other alliances. There is so much going on with justice networks, with, you know, lots of different things. Even last week on Saturday, I live in Inchicore, and there was this fabulous event where there was a protest choir. And this is just a group of citizens that say enough is enough on issues around human rights, on Palestine, on climate. And they came together to sing, to be inspired. But more important than that, that sense of collective action that we can do things together. So again, I would say to your listeners, find out what's going on in your community. There is a lot out there and there's a lot of material to say, just get out there, go and, you know, do something. There's a lot to be done. The third one, and perhaps the most important one for Docus there, is around we've got to make sure that everyone is doing their bit. And in particular here, to get the politicians, to get government behind this and to get as excited and as mobilised as we are in this new framework. They've signed up to it. They've committed to it. Now we really need some leadership, some direction and very clear commitment that they're going to integrate this into their agenda.
So it's that personal responsibility, I suppose, that you need to take the initiative to be informed, make yourself aware of what's happening, and then basically get up off your and do something about it and get involved and maybe join local organisations, get involved in helping people, leaving no one behind, as you said a few moments ago. And I know from talking to you earlier that the conference is oversubscribed. You have a long waiting list of people that want to get into it. So clearly you've struck a chord here.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. And we've got such a kind of overwhelming response. But I suppose it's not surprising that we managed to get President Michael D. Higgins as the opening address. And really, he's been backing these sustainable development goals all along. I mean, some of the stuff that he's spoken about, even when he was in New York, is truly inspirational. He talked about the goals as it's a new narrative of humanity's shared future in the fragile planet. So if ever we want to get energised and inspired, he's going to really set the scene for us. We then have some speakers from different perspectives. To me, it was really important that we got a Zimbabwean human rights lawyer to give us some of the challenges from that global south perspective, and in particular from the perspective of women and children. She's a strong campaigner on that. We also have a speaker from the OECD. So what's coming at it from that more institutional angle? Because there are big challenges here, and we need to be absolutely clear what they are so that we can come away with very practical solutions. Another speaker on our panel, which I'm really excited about, is Sean Healy from Social Justice Ireland. And that's where I really hope to bring in that Irish angle. What do we need to do as civil society in Ireland? Let's get real. Let's get practical here. So I'm very, very excited about the conference.
Yeah, it's a fantastic lineup of speakers. And also, it sounds like it'll be an interesting day, I'm sure, with all of the issues addressed and debated and discussed in some great detail. It's a fascinating subject. It's one of, as you say, people need to get energised in terms of their own involvement, in terms of their own awareness of it all. We could talk about it all day, but unfortunately we can't. What is the best place, Suzanne, that you would send people to? Obviously now the conference is oversubscribed, as I say, a long waiting list waiting to get into it. If people are motivated by the discussion to do something about it, where's the best place to start in terms of information? Is it on your own website? Would that be a good place to start?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's what I would say. Docus.ie. At the moment, we've got a lot of material around the Sustainable Development Goals and trying to get more tools there around either where to go to get involved. Obviously, we've got a list of members there. They're all very active. So, yes, I would say to your listeners, look first at docus.ie. There's a lot more material out there, but that's the best place to start.
Okay. Thanks a million. Thanks to Suzanne. Thanks for coming in to talk to us about the summit. The summit is on, as you say, May the 5th, and it's in Croke Park. And the keynote address is by President of Ireland, Michael D. Higgins. And it is the 2016 Irish Summit on the Sustainable Development Goals. The best of luck to you with the conference. Best of luck to you in your new role as well, Suzanne. And thanks for coming to talk to me today.
Brilliant. Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.